Not so fantastic is 36 deaths. That's what the police minister, Becky Cele, said to the media this morning, is the number of people who died in the Phoenix part of Durban, eThekwini, during the days of rioting and looting there. The majority of those were shot. A smaller number was stabbed, and then a couple were burnt to death, and one was run over by a car. And there is obviously racial tension around this. It does appear that most of the deaths, not all of them, were black Africans. And politicians are inevitably trying to capitalize on this and talk about easing racial tensions while actually stoking them. I was reading an article on the Daily Maverick this morning by freelance journalist Greg Arday. And the last time I spoke to Greg was about his wonderful book, War Party. Greg, good afternoon.
Hello, John. How are you?
I'm delighted to say, in good health. And yourself?
Fine, thank you. What a charming story. Sorry to go back to your story about Julia Albu. I wish things were as cheerful in KZN.
Yeah, they're not, are they? There is an attempt. Look, I mean, it's going to take some time to, if ever, to work out exactly what happened and how many were vigilante killings, how many were avoidable, how many happened in self-defense. All of those, in inverted commas, facts are going to be difficult to establish. But there is a reality that there is racial tension between black and Indian residents of Phoenix and residents of Phoenix and black people who live in the areas around Phoenix. And you can't just leave that. You have to try and do something about it. And you were writing about an attempt to do just that.
Yeah. It seems like such a humble attempt, a really modest, stab at our bed ourselves. But I was really struck by these people. Attempting to reach out at a place that's so charged and in an atmosphere that's so volatile, they're these people just trying to do the right thing. And I don't know how representative they are. And as you say, a lot of investigation is going to have to happen. And there's a lot of real racism, but I don't know if it's the overriding narrative. So I was so happy to see. I was so given so much hope by this initiative around the Gandhi settlement.
Tell us a little bit about that initiative.
It's quite poetic that it should be that it should happen there, John, because of the historical significance of the place. I came upon Nyoni through a colleague, and she runs a charity in Mumbai, which is really quite impoverished, and she's connected with. There's a committee of nine from various areas that sort of represent the geographic spread there. If for listeners who haven't been there, Phoenix sort of overlooks, divided from another by a valley, and Bombay is in the middle. And Bombay is an approximation of the word Bombay, and it's like the an old apartheid buffer, as it were, between black and white people. Anyway, it's where Gandhi lived for the better part of the 21 years that he was in South Africa, and where he established the Phoenix settlement. It's very close to where Madiba voted for the first time in 1994, and it's close to where John Dube, the founder of the ANC, lived and operated as a teacher and a college. So it's historically really, really significant. So these representatives of quite divided communities are coming together at Gandhi's house. It's really poetic. It's just amazing. They're discussing really awkward stuff. They admit that their conversations are going to be difficult, but they're trying.
And I mean, who's going to be having these conversations, and how do those conversations in that place spread whatever message they come up with whatever resolution they come up with into the wider areas?
Yeah, John, it's a great question, because Nyoni said to me, she said at the end of our interview, she said, people will soon tire of talk, they want action. And what's encouraging about this initiative is it seems to fill the leadership void that exists in that area. So these people are nominated by the various communities, and they're getting together, and I don't think they have a script, and I don't think they have very much of an idea other than they need to bring people together, and they need to be the antithesis of the hate and trauma and division that's going on around them. What Inyoni said was, and Singh said, was that, you know, we have to make a difference, and it has to be a practical difference. So I imagine it's going to be around small charity projects and service delivery issues.
Greg, thanks very much for chatting to us this afternoon. Greg Arday, freelance journalist, author of War Party.